Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I rise in support of House Bill 2071. House Bill 2071, sponsored by Representative Causer, establishes the Pennsylvania Broadband Development Authority with the intended purpose of enabling the development and expansion of broadband services across the Commonwealth. Mr. President, the topic of broadband expansion has been a priority of mine since I came to the General Assembly in 2015. When I became the chair of the Senate Communications and Technology Committee, I continued to prioritize broadband access by conducting a series of hearings across the state. As a result of those hearings, we established three main areas to address in order to adequately and efficiently expand broadband access by eliminating regulations, utilizing existing state assets, and prioritizing funding. The committee has addressed the regulatory and existing state asset components, and today we will all be addressing the biggest piece of the puzzle, funding. This legislation will position our Commonwealth to handle the massive influx of federal taxpayer dollars dedicated to broadband expansion. And let me be crystal clear. Whether it be federal tax dollars, state tax dollars, or local tax dollars, this money comes out of the same wallet from our taxpayers back home. House Bill 2071 ensures that these hard-earned tax dollars that were approved by our federal counterparts are spent wisely and prudently. The authority that is created as a result of this bill will have a total of 11 members, consisting of various agency secretaries and the director of the Center for Rural Pennsylvania. It will include four appointees from each of the legislative caucuses, plus a gubernatorial appointee. The authority will also be responsible for creating a statewide broadband plan, which we currently do not have and is a requirement from the federal government to be eligible to even apply for federal dollars for broadband expansion. The authority will also conduct data collection and mapping to ensure that tax dollars are going to areas in need. The authority will be tasked with executing grants and contracts, applying for and receiving funding, and allocating those dollars. Eligible entities for funding must have technical, managerial, and financial expertise to design, build, and operate high-speed broadband service infrastructure. Finally, all accounts and finances will be subject to audits and review by the Auditor General, and any mishandling of funds will be subject to a clawback provision by the authority. The authority will sunset within 10 years or after all federal funds are exhausted. Mr. President, our constituents often hear of the disagreements and the lack of coordination and bipartisanship through government. What they don't usually hear about is the times when we sit down and work together, regardless of political affiliation. And that is exactly what happened throughout the process of this legislation. All four caucuses and the governor's office spent months in drafting meetings and policy discussions to formulate this final product that will benefit all Pennsylvanians. And I want to give a special thank you to everyone who spent countless hours and time working on this bill, including my Democratic chair on the Communications and Technology Committee, Senator John Cain, our Appropriations Committee chairman, Senator Pat Brown, and the leaders over in the House on this issue, Representative Clint Allett, Representative Marty Causer, and Representative Pam Snyder. Additionally, I would be remiss if I did not thank all staff working behind the scenes who have spent many hours drafting and working on this bill, including Phil Kirchner, Tony Iliano, Scott Sikorsky, Chris Donahue, Adam Pancake, Krista Hare, Matt Franchek, Matt Moyer, Mike Deary, and last but certainly not least, my legislative director, Chloe Mandera. I respectfully request my colleagues to cast an affirmative vote for House Bill 2071. Thank you, Mr. President.